Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome. It is Real Talk, Real Entertainment. I'm your host, DJ Monk. We're listening in the background to a beat I just made. It took all of 2 minutes. And then for the last 20 minutes, I've just been working on it. But the beat was made while I was working on trying to figure out the app. A couple of brothers came through here the other day, and last week a brother asked me about making beats. A couple of weeks ago, we had producer P on the show, and he was interested in making beats. And then we had, I'm going to say this rapper's name, but he came through, 34-year-old rapper, with a of mine. And I actually know that brother, too, the rapper. Been on him for years. Said he needed beats. I said, bruh. I'm 51 years old. I don't sit around all day and make beats like I used to. Said I need tracks. He said, I know you're sitting on some. Well, anybody listening to these shows know that. Obviously, these folks have listened to my show. But it would be regressive of me to get caught in the psychology of making tracks and beats and trying to produce tracks and produce cats that aren't really serious or true to the game. Furthermore, that's exhaustive work. I've done that before. A lot of headache, heartache involved, as well as joy and pleasure. The headache is in dealing with people and time management and people not valuing your time as the producer, and everybody will ask you to do this and want you to do that, and could you hook this up? And I've been in the game a long time. I know copyright laws, publishing. I have an ASCAP account. I have a film account, DMB account. Because I've been in film business, on and off the set, so in front of or behind the camera. The other thing is, I think in the last show I talked about you get to a certain age and you feel like you haven't accomplished nothing. And I wasn't describing me. I'm highly accomplished. I also know when to shift cycles. That's why I'm doing my shows. And I am very thankful that everyone is listening and tuning in and checking out what we have to say here. I already knew that the shows were going to be popular because we have an apparatus in social media that will spread it like wildfire, as well as I'm a hell of a guy. So, with all of that, you know, a reaction. And I told the young brothers, You don't need me for tracks or beats. Yeah, but you know everybody. You got gold and platinum records. That's what they said. Well, one brother has actually been in my studio. The first one I had at a couple of doors down, he helped paint it. He knew firsthand what I had going on. This would be 16 years ago. He would have been probably about 17, 16, 17 at that point. Now that he's 30-something, he's trying to reclaim old fame and game and bring his rapping partners by as if I'm some new novel. No. No, bro, you missed your opportunity when I showed up and told you this is what I intended to do. And you laughed and scoffed it. I don't understand what the psychology is with a pronouncement toward failure or inaccomplishment. Nobody said you had to go platinum here with Marty Marr. But I do say you got to be busy. Another rapper friend of mine, and they're friends or acquaintances, and the distinction is if I actually end up in a situation where, you know, I have to deal with you in a relationship as an individual, okay? So whatever issues you're going on with, I'd be talking to you about that or whatever. As opposed to high and by surface, you know, have a good day, take care, blah, 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 like you do with most of your neighbors. Well, the brother showed up, and he has a tendency to show up when there's to show up. I'll say it like that. And I became very acute as I invited him into today's session, not once but twice today, and he was going to show, and he knew what time to be here. I'm very particular about my time and my production. The other issue is if you can't, like I told the other two that showed up in front of my house, talked about beats and rap, like, bro, you're 34 years old. He's like, yeah, I'm 34. Why are you still trying to do this and you haven't done it already? Furthermore, if you haven't done it with your own set of friends and acquaintances, why do you think you need me at this latent stage of both of our careers? Further, if you're not able to sit down and talk to me on my radio show here about production and rapping and the current state of it, you'll never be successful with me. Because in here, you got to operate buttons too. You still need to know production and equipment. And one thing I found consistently is that it's one thing to rap, and it's another thing to know how to turn the recorder on and record yourself while I'm sitting in somewhere else mixing stuff or dealing with something else. That means that you're a rap producer. If you can't produce, meaning you need to know equipment, you need to know production, you need to know how to sit around. Thank you for that alert. That was an alert. Beat making machine, which is a tablet, just alerted me that you've been making beats, but you don't have any time left on your battery. So, Mr. Beat Maker, you need to plug in your battery. So, you know, again, it's about knowing how to operate and work equipment. And you need to, it's a finesse game, it's a science, and it's an art. But you need to have an ear. And so a couple of weeks ago when Producer P was in here, I asked him, I said, bruh, you don't need me to make no beat. You have a smarter phone than me. Go to the App Store and download an app for making beats. Simple as that. And you will find if you play around with that app, you'll be making beats. They're not all equitable. Some are excellent. Some are boo-boo. Some are a waste of time and a trick to get you to spend more money. They're free apps. Most of them you can make something straight off the dome, off your head, if you know some basics. And I asked producer Pete, do you know these basics, which is you've all listened to music. We've all listened to it. We know what we like. But at the core of a lot of hip-hop and rap is the and then you put a drum over. Well, we lost the machine. So at the end of the day, the point is, and see, that had nothing to do with my production. That only had to do with the beat. And I already made the beat and played the beat. I should have charged my battery, but I got caught making the beat. And all of these things come into play. But at the end of the day, if you don't know the basics and the core of a couple of pages of Music 101, get out of that. Otherwise, you just have to be a very rhythmic person and inspired by it. Now, core is that these brothers is all 30-something. And I've known most of them more than 4 years. And they haven't moved in those four. And some I've known as many as 16 years. At least a couple, yeah. Since I got back here, producer P and the other brother, yep. 15, 16 years. At the end of the day, why haven't you moved? Why haven't you shown interest prior? Further, my side of the game is ancient and old. I remember dealing with some rappers, and we were breaking a new rapper, and the insider guy from the label, guy making the most money and coordinating things, was all over the place. He was, you know, meeting here, setting this equipment up, testing this, doing that, you know. His brother always is busy and always in. He's a core person in the game. And you wouldn't know it because you don't pay attention. But a lot of the concerts, he's the intro. Not as a rapper, but as the announcer, producing the damn thing, too. And probably got a credit on the record. This is dude BD, you know, a credit meaning he's making money off the record. That's what I mean, a credit, a point, a percentage point, at least. Because he helped the record or the artist. So at the end of the day, we were doing something and we was engaged. And I felt with dude in L.A. and Oakland and San Francisco. He's a key player. I always had to interface with him when I was deeper in the game. And he said something that was odd. And I said, well, dude, I'm too old. I think I was 36. I said, I'm too old for that. And he just looked at me and scoffed. And he was like, too old? He's like, this is work. He's like, do you know how old I am? And I said, nah, bro, I don't have no idea. I said, I guess you about 30. 40. If I'm 36, you're going to look, I know you're like a big homie, so you got to be a couple of years older. He said, I'm like 51. And this was years. He'd be 70 now. Damn near 70 now. And still a player in the game, you know. But I was like, I just dropped my jaw like, wow. Wow, and you running around here and I'm complaining? I'm complaining at 36 and I'm lackadaisical. And you running around here like you 25 just making shit happen. And it's happening and everybody following your wishes and you're doing the dizzle fizzle. So my reaction to that was I got busier dealing with that, aging in the game. And it became actually to today. People have lost their lives in the game of music, entertainment, hip-hop, rap, even film. And then you just see that, no, you're the only one left in the game. Everybody else is locked up or dead. Truly that. That's really where it is, or incapable of finding a beat they made 10 years ago or 5 weeks ago or 5 minutes ago, like I just made one. So, you know, you go, okay, what's it all about? And it's easy for me to go, okay, it's not really about nothing other than thank you for listening to the show. And I ain't trying to create more obstacles and create funk and bullshit like black folks tend to do and street-level energy is. So, whatever, thank you, yeah, blah, 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 and I'm not going to give you my phone number or answer the door when you come. You know, that's how my mind works. Like, I'm not going to be bothered with that because, again, the rapper I dealt with today, I was like, bro, you know we do these shows. Come on in and tell me about how the game is. I'm going to do that more. I'll be there. Well, he's not here. And that's consistent, not just him, all of them, all of those that are not actually doing anything with the amount of technology in front of them or trying to create newness and greatness, they're not doing it. So, one thing I am changing my music apparatus because I need to take a break. But one thing you're finding, or I'm finding, is that consistently in this Southland, Los Angeles neighborhoods connected area is a lack of don't have it, ain't gonna do it. So get over ethic, the come up ethic, yeah, and even that's not where it needs to be highly successful because in many cases it lands them dead or in jail. My suggestion to those that want to move forward in the game is you move yourself forward. And so, again, I suggested that you go and download some basic apps, make some tracks, and then you go from there. If you can do that successfully, you're not going to have too many issues. And then if you want to work with me, you need to be able to come in, sit at this show, and see how I work equipment in my lab because this is the equipment from which you're asking me to make something for you. And I told one guy, all you need is a record to device. If you have rap skills, you've listened to enough, you've been in enough studios, the technology is so hyphy right now, all you need is a successful recording to device. And you can do that all in one smartphone or pad or computer or laptop. With a lot of ease now. It's nowhere near where it was just 7 years ago, 5 years ago, okay? While big facilities or larger production studios are important for a lot of folks, what you need to be doing is working on your mix of material and getting it worked up to a point where it's presentable on your own. And what that will show any record company, record level person is, all right, he's got a commitment and he's talented or she's talented. They can actually pull some things off. You know, A lot of artists spend a lot of time after they make a little money the first time or come out with a hit. Many of them spend a lot of time and money building home facilities so that they can record essentially demos or full tracks and have something on deck to present when it's time to present or you see an opportunity. One of my biggest issues with a lot of the folk around me is that they're anti-opportunity. Anti-opportunist, meaning you're actually working against your opportunity because you never went for the opportunity initially. So anything henceforth, 5, 6, 7 years later, a week after you failed to make an appointment or didn't call, no show, like, okay, you think this is play for me? No, I actually do this, and I know a lot of folk and still know them. But I'm not going to go out of my way doing a damn thing for anyone who can't deal in structure. Not about smoking blunt and getting drunk and tearing up the studio. No matter what level of artistry you are, you will eventually get to the point where you realize I'm my best critic, I'm my best fan, I am my best boss. It's time for me to go to work and produce and produce. And then from there, opportunities will thrive. The mindset isn't there to create opportunity. So it's the law of attraction that isn't there in most cases with a lot of these younger 30-plus-year-old brothers that's coming at me. It's false opportunism, like give me some free herb, let me waste your time, let me get caught up. And I don't have that kind of time or luxury of the benefit of my personality to even want to be fucking with you. And with that, we'll take a break. Real talk, real entertainment. I just got zapped. I got electrocuted 2 times. Did you hear that? Couldn't say nothing. Me again. That's what I'm saying. If you can't produce at this level, you better not get up in here. You might get shot. Zap. And what happens when you get zapped? Well, you gotta drink more beer. Wow, that really buzzed. See, folks, you gotta be careful. You really do have to be careful. All right. I know that Finding Dory is number one on the box office. I know that Drake is still number one on Billboard. But did anybody see Jennifer Hudson and her tribute to Prince with Purple Rain? I mean, good Lord, this is the second time. And she did better on the second time than she did on the first time. That woman is very, very gifted. I mean, goodness, goodness, goodness. And fashionably forward. I just love the fit, the whole tribute, the whole thing. And then what's your boy Jesse Williams and his speech about what's wrong with the industry, which is the same complaint about the film or the music, and I mean music, film, entertainment in general. It's race field. So it's good to see that focus talking about the core background issues that affect us, because we're not minstrels here just producing beats and ripping the mic and rapping and just because. There's got to be an end goal to the game. And if there is no end goal to the game ain't worth being in the game. You know, you got to be focused, folks. And what I found is, like, a lot of the folks around me just are not that focused, which creates, again, less opportunity for them and I to connect. It's just as simple as that, not even complicated. And I always am, I'm always busy, it seems, you see. I mean, that's just a personal trait where I have always stayed, you know, to some degree focused on something, you know, busy. And it wasn't a big issue, never been a big issue with me. It's more or less something my mama taught me. You need to stay focused rather than going outside. I need you to read this book. And I'm so glad she had me not go outside and I read the book. I mean, literally, all the kids would be playing outside. And I'm reading the book. So the last beat crashed, and I'm just going to start another one. Okay, folks, this is Real Talk Real Entertainment. I guess I'm doing the dizzle fizzle as we speak through it. You hear me live mixing. I rarely do this. I don't even do this for people trying to come over in the studio, you see. And I'm good. Really good at this. Huh. Like that. I like that. We'll be back probably Wednesday or Friday. Real Talk, Real Entertainment, followed by Real Talk, Real Game. And we're going to test a 1-hour episode, hopefully.